real Christian organizations and recruiting at Bohemian Grove and much more for the Harper's Magazine reporter. And in this hour, I am really happy to announce that we've got Kim Bryant on, the mother of a valiant family that are trying to defend their children from the re-education dumbing down centers that are the public schools. It was first reported by the Metro West Daily News. WorldNet Daily's written an article about this. We have it on Infowars.com. And coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to have our guest on, who I know is already online. But I wanted to read some of this article. Homeschooling standoff in Waltham. A legal battle over two homeschooled children exploded into a seven-hour standoff yesterday when they refused to take a standardized test ordered by the Department of Social Services. George Nicholas Bryant, 15, and the daughter, Nysa Bryant, 13, stood behind their parents, Kim and George Bryant, as police and child kidnapping services workers attempted to collect the children at 7:45 a.m. The DSS demanded the two complete a test to determine their educational level. After a court order was issued by the Framingham Juvenile Court around 1 p.m., the children were driven by their parents to the Waltham Hotel. Again, they refused to take the test. The court order said the children must be here. It said nothing about taking the test, said George Bryant, the father. The second refusal came after an emotional-filled morning for the family when DSS workers sternly demanded the Bryants comply with their orders. We have legal custody of the children, and we will do with them as we see fit, DSS worker Susan Estakovitz told the Bryants in their Gale Street home. Quote, they are minors, and they will do what we tell them to do. We have legal custody of the children, and we will do with them as we see fit. Four police officers were also at the scene and attempted to coax the Bryants to listen to the DSS worker. Whatever happened to the Fifth Amendment, folks? We are simply here to prevent a breach of the peace. Oh, yeah, you're the one causing the breach of the peace, said Waltham Youth Officer Detective James Allude. We will not physically remove the children. And then it goes on to the CPS saying they may take the children for good because the children refuse to take the test. Now, the question here and the big precedent we're looking at here is that if they can make you follow their curriculum and have CPS in your home and have them take their stupid test to see how they've dumbed your kids down, to make sure they've carried out the Defense Department directive. You've had the former head of policy, Department of Education on, Charlotte Iserby. They want to make sure they've dumbed your kids down. And they're trying to outlaw homeschooling, harassing parents nationwide as the borders are wide open and as their kids are learning how to use drugs and have sex and worship Nike tennis shoes in these public schools and eat irradiated food. They feed them now in these systems. The kids are thumb scanning to get school lunches, training them for the biometric system. It's horrible. And it's your children, not the state's. And this is not freedom. We'll come back and go to the mother, Mrs. Bryant, who has incredible courage. The father said that they can try to bully a lot of parents. He said there have been threats all along. And he says most families fall to that bullying by the state legal system. We're not going to do it. We'll be right back after this quick break. And we'll talk to Mrs. Bryant. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Stay with me.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we had some callers earlier in the last hour with our other guests wanting to bring up CPS and how the government's breaking up families. Some of those folks got disconnected on accident. If you want to call in on this issue, we'll take your calls later in this hour. The toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. There is a hallmark of dictatorship and police state, whether it was under the Egyptians who wanted to kill the firstborn of the Jews, or whether it was in Franco's Spain who took people's children for political reasons, or in Hitler's Germany. This same eugenics process of dumbing our kids down is taking place here. We have the official Department of Education documents. They're in Charlotte Iserby's phone book-sized book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. He's, of course, the former head of policy, number two position, Department of Education in the first Reagan administration. So we know they want to hurt our children. The useful idiot teachers, who aren't generally bad but are just ignorant and follow orders, don't see the larger plan. The more education funding, the dumber our kids get. The bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs on the streets. More people in prison. The bigger the war on terror gets, the more terror. They are creating the crises off of the solution. Now, from California to Illinois to Texas, they're now announcing you can't homeschool. You've got to have a teaching certificate. You've got to have CPS in your house five times a year. You've got to take our tests. You've got to follow our curriculum. They're saying your kids don't belong to you. And with the Bryant family up in Massachusetts going back 6 years ago, George Bryant was arrested 6 years ago after not attending a meeting that the city contends was a summons. Now, they don't even send you a summons. They just call and say, you got to show up. We'll arrest you if you don't. It's not a legal document. It's not constitutional. The meeting was called by the Waltham School District for his failure to send his children to school when they're homeschooling. And they now have basically grabbed the kids and have taken custody. They've gotten the kids back, but they're saying they control them even in the house. If they don't take the test, they're going to be taken out of the home. Joining me is Kim Bryant. And, Kim, I'm sorry you've gone through this, and I want to commend you and your husband's courage and honor trying to shield your children from the clutches of these evil creatures.
Thank you. It's been a long 6.5 years.
Simply trying to raise your children in this so-called free country. Tell us about yourself, your husband, why you decided to homeschool, what it's been like with these vicious hyenas attacking you.
Well, let's see. We decided to keep our kids out of school mostly because we felt that we could provide them with a better education. When I was looking at preschools for my son, I was looking for a place where he would be able to express himself. I was looking for a kind of school where no one would tell him to sit down and be quiet. And then a friend of mine said to me, well, I know the school you're looking for is called homeschool, and she handed me a bunch of literature on home education, and my kids never went to school.
By the way,
I don't usually say that I homeschool because I kind of think that the word homeschool is sort of an oxymoron. It's my home. It's not a school.
Yeah, because if you use the word school, they can legally now try to take you under regulations. Now, something they're very angry about, the Chicago Tribune's done it, L.A. Times has done it. They're very upset the last five international spelling bee champions were homeschoolers. They're now taking first, second, and third place generally. They're also winning all the geography bees. I've had cousins that were homeschooled, got full scholarships, Fortune 500 begs for them. You know, they start making 60, 70, 80 grand a year right out of college, 100 grand a year. They hate it that they can't ruin your brains. And so I want to make that clear.
Yeah,
your children, and of course you do a better job. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that both of my children competed in Destination Imagination, which is a problem-solving creativity challenge, and their team is made up, both teams were made up entirely of children who don't attend school. And my son's team is state champion in his challenge, and my daughter's team came in second.
Well, let's not even call it school. Your children do not attend re-education camp.
They definitely don't.
And that's what it is, by the way.
Yeah.
So going over this, this started 6 years ago. What happened? What developed?
We got a letter from the truant officer. He sent us a letter and said, well, certainly you can homeschool, but you have to follow certain procedures. You have to send us an education plan. And we sent him a letter back saying, oh, we do? Could you please give us a copy of the law that requires us to do that? He didn't provide that law. Instead, he went and filed criminal charges for failure to send children to school.
Now, that's false arrest imprisonment right there.
So we went to court. We told him that we wanted a jury trial. And the penalty, I might add, for this statute is $20 fine. They changed it from a criminal complaint to a civil complaint and tried to tell us that we couldn't have a jury. And this... We kept asking for the copies of the law. And so they decided that they weren't going to get anywhere. The day the trial was supposed to start, they filed a notice for dismissal. And we asked them to if we had been prejudiced, and it was dismissed with prejudice, so they couldn't bring it back. And they went and filed with the Department of Social Services allegations of educational neglect. And DSS came to the house and decided that they did not want to pursue it, so the city attorney filed a care and protection against us, which is very unusual. It's not usually done by the truant officer. It's usually done by Child Protective Services.
Well, now they're doing it across the board because they're desperate. The exodus has gone from 100,000 kids 10 years ago to 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. Some estimates are now at 4 million. A lot of folks are secretive about this. They're panicking because a brain trust is leaving them.
That's great.
Well,
the more the better.
Be the
I hope it just collapses under its own weight.
Oh, it's criminal. Now, when they arrested your husband, what was the terror like to have these people there grabbing your husband? And what was it like for the children? I mean, this is the purest form of terrorism.
Well, I have to tell you, I wasn't home at the time that it happened. And my husband was in the middle of a Cub Scout meeting with my son at the time. And I got a call basically when he was in jail telling me to come and bail him out. And I was just petrified because I didn't know where the kids were. They were at a friend's, at a neighbor's house. And then I was petrified that, gee, if he got arrested, then I'd get arrested too, because I couldn't see that they would charge just him. You know, but like I said, we went to court and got the whole thing taken care of, and, you know, we
yeah,
looked
but you
at the warrant.
Ma'am, mm-hmm. You should have sued him because that was false imprisonment. That was a terrorist attack. I mean, imagine if criminals come to your house and grab your husband and take him away for no reason with no law. Then you know, that would be kidnapping. But when the government does it, it's just, oh, well, they're the boss.
Well, you know, I totally agree with you because I checked the summons that summoned us to court, and that summons was never served. The court record shows it was never served, which means they falsely issued a default warrant on my husband and myself.
All the time when they arrest patriots and Christians, there's not even paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to them and go, I was in jail for a month. Where's the paperwork?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up or we'll arrest you again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was amazing on Thursday when we were here because my husband and we had three members of our council here who are non-attorneys. We were standing at the door, and my husband said to the police officers, if you don't have a warrant and you don't have a precept to take those children, you better stay out of our, you know, stay out. And the police didn't come in the premises at all.
Now, imagine if you'd have been a blue-collar family, uneducated, ignorant on your rights. And imagine, this is what they do, and now you put your toddler in Head Start. Oh, it's the good thing to do. You get 3 CPS visits a year, and on average about 31% of children are being taken from families that are in Head Start. It is a way to get them into the home. The feds pay upwards of $10 billion a year to fund all this breakup of the family, but they are taking 100 kids a month in Austin, Texas. And now they fed on all the blue-collar people. Now they're moving on to the middle class.
Mm-hmm. Well, they get federal funds. The CPS gets federal funds for children who are on public assistance. So
and then
now
they're
ready
on
to help
Ritalin,
you because it makes it real easy for them to take your kids and get lots of money for it.
And they put them on Ritalin and Prozac and hurt them and give them psychological disorders on a list.
Yep.
In Florida, they have tens of thousands of toddlers. When they cry for mommy, that's called mental illness, and they're putting them on antipsychotics. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, little babies beating on doors, crying, and when they cry, that's mental illness, and they drug them.
Yeah.
This is the sickest evil we can imagine.
Yeah. I know a woman who it's kind of ironic. I know a woman who was charged with educational neglect. She was trying to get special ed services for her child in school, and then they didn't want to pay for it. So she ended up taking her kid out of school, and then they filed educational neglect charges on her. And they ended up taking her kids away from her, and then they turned around and said, well, you have Munchausen because you're trying to test your kids too much. And she was using the test results to get special ed services.
Yeah, see, you get their services, they do this to you. But notice now, we're all mentally ill now when we claim our rights or try to do something. See, it's the Soviet model.
Well, as someone said to me once, the DSM-4, that manual that has all the psychological problems, doesn't have a code for normal. Everybody has to be sick.
Well, we talked about in the first hour of the show, Dr. Charles T. Sell. Army doctor, dentist, had a private practice as well, went to Waco, said the government was involved. They grabbed him 6 years later, solitary confinement, forcibly drugging him. Now he's gone off the drugs, he's on appeal. the sentence for what they charge him with will be 2 years, but he's been in solitary for 5.5 to 6. And they say even if the Supreme Court says we can't forcibly drug him, we may go ahead and hold him for the rest of his life.
Yeah. Well, with my kids, I kind of wonder what kind of results do the kids have to have before you decide they're not educationally neglected, you know?
Yeah, your kids
even
are
winning.
Even
if my kids had agreed to take that standardized test, which they wouldn't agree to do, what are you going to do with the results? And again, in Massachusetts, it's a violation of Article 12 of our Declaration of Rights. And, you know, the not being compelled to accuse or furnish
evidence
against yourself.
Yeah, it's all color of law.
Yourself.
Stay right there. All color of law. We'll be right back with our guest.
Thanks for listening to this.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, I do this show. Then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time as well. We're talking to Kim Bryant. I'm ranting and raving on this subject because it's just such a key indicator of tyranny. Doesn't matter who's in office, George Bush, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, John Kerry, it just gets bigger and worse. And they're panicking now because people are fleeing their brainwashing machine of MTV and the public school and the rest of it. I want to come back in the next segment and take calls for our guests for similar horror stories, or how you successfully fought them off in your area, the child-grabbing services. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. I appreciate Kim Bryant taking time out to join us. What was it like in this latest event where they show up with the police, say you've got to go take this skills assessment test when your kids are winning, you know, on the big championship teams and stuff with all the other homeschoolers as the other public school kids drool in the corner, saying, I love the New World Order. Describe what happened and now how the government's behaved since this has gotten so much attention.
Well, I haven't heard from the Department of Social Services since it got all this public attention, although I have seen news reports that the spokespeople for the governor or for the commissioner of Department of Social Services. I saw an interesting quote the other day that they support the Waltham Public Schools in ensuring that the children receive an education. And I said, wait. I thought Child Protective Services was here to support the family. And now the truth comes out. You guys are really here just to support states.
Well, to make sure all the kids are in there getting their vaccinations and thumb scanning to get their food, training them for the biometrics and getting searched by the police and having
the
drug dogs
all over them. Yeah, making sure they know that they're watched every second of the day. And that they obey arbitrary authority. Whatever we tell you to do, you do it, like that CPS worker said.
Yeah, she said that in the article. She said, tell us about that quote where we're in control, you're under us, you'll do what we say.
She said it for real. I couldn't believe it. She just said, these are minors, they will do what we tell them to do.
Here's her quote. We have legal custody of the children, and we will do with them as we see fit. They are minors, and they do what we tell them to do.
Yep. And I couldn't believe that she said it.
Well, now they're threatening to take your children permanently if they don't take this test.
They have made that threat. I mean, this is our second care and protection. My children have actually been in, quote, the legal custody since December of 2001, and they are still at home.
So how did that happen?
I hold up that Constitution every chance I get. You know, she said all this stuff about the children will do what we do, and I said to her, excuse me, do children have rights? Do they have rights under this Constitution?
Well, number one, I mean, it's all a fraud. They're just claiming all these new powers.
Oh, yeah.
What about a Fifth Amendment? I mean, can they make your children work as slave laborers? Can they make them take these tests? No.
How do you verify if they took it or not? You know, if the children, you know, answered 5 questions, did they take the test? Do they have to answer 30 questions? There's no objective standard, and there's no law. I don't see how it could be in accordance with the Constitution to require someone to take it.
How did they get custody of your children in 2000?
Well, there was, I have to tell you, we have counsel. The Massachusetts Constitution provides for counsel, and we maintain that that does not require one to have a license by the Bar of Massachusetts. And the judge removed our counsel every court hearing, and my husband and I left with him. And we've appealed that up to the appellate court saying, You know,
so they wouldn't allow you to have your own counsel and said that was an action that was bad, and so they took custody.
Yeah. Well, we weren't at the trial, so, you know, it's kind of hard to defend yourself when you're not there. But these judges in Massachusetts have absolute judicial immunity. They can make up whatever they want on the bench, and there isn't much you can do.
Well, it's incredible. So now where does it stand?
Well, now I think the ball is probably still in DSS's court. We'll see whether they go back to court. And when we were in court on Thursday, the DSS attorney said, Your Honor, you have to issue this precept ordering the Bryants to bring the children to the testing or else give them back custody because there's nothing we can do. So I hope she goes back into court and says that. The children won't take the test. Give them custody. Let us out.
Well, I mean, they're your children. They're winning awards. You're educating them. You're intelligent people. I mean, the state is saying here, hey, it doesn't matter if you go to our public schools. We're still over you. We're going to send CPS to your house. Your kids are going to take tests. We're going to approve their curriculum. End of the story. This is the public school saying we own your kids.
They
and now
sure
they're trying
is.
To take over the private schools.
Yep, and I just stand there and say, where's the law?
And what do they say to that? Well, we'll get your answer when we get back. The hundreds of times over 6 years as they've arrested your husband, taken custody of your children, come to your house, demanded they go to this hotel to take tests, the police trying to intimidate them, all of this, and that you just say, what's the law? What's the law? What's the law? What's the law? What do they say?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
All right, folks, we're back live. All the key indicators of a dictatorship, of an ultra-police state being set up here in America, grabbing citizens and exposed government corruption, well-known doctors in the community, forced drugging them, saying they may stay in prison for life, never with a trial for anything, grabbing people's children, saying the state owns your children, saying they have custody of the children. You know, all of this being set up here in America, and John in Michigan and others, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. I got to plug something, and then we're going to go back to our guest and get an answer from Kim Bryant about when she says, show me the law. There is no law. They don't care. Same thing in California, same thing in Illinois. We've had the different homeschool legal defense associations on. They say there is no law. It's all color of law. And they get people to waive their rights, generally, is how they do it. Before I go any further, I want everybody to visit herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. H-E-R-B-A-L-H-E-A-L-E-R.com. Herbalhealer.com. You get a free big old color catalog. This thing is a 120-page super edition. Every type of herbal remedy or treatment, salves, books on what's growing naturally in your area, survival information, great source of vitamins and minerals, real products that have been tested, and they've been around since 1987. You need to go to herbalhealer.com and tell them, mail me a free 120-page catalog, email me or mail me your free monthly newsletter. I mean, they got it all, folks. They've got it all. And ECAC and exclusive for herb formula and accessories. I mean, it just goes on and on. Essential oils, high-quality essential oils. It goes on and on. You need to give them a call. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. 870-269-4177. 870-269-4177. Take control of your life and your health. Herbalhealer.com. 870-269-4177. Going back to our guest, and we really appreciate her joining us, after all they've been through, this six-plus-year battle, Kim Bryant and her husband, George Bryant, now they're saying, okay, you take the test, we're going to come take the kids, let's see them try it with all this attention. This happens every day around the country, even the middle-class, educated, intelligent people. Imagine what it's like for the working class, the blue-collar folks that weren't ever taught their rights and were in these public schools. when you ask them for the law showing that your kids have got to have their curriculum approved by the government, that they've got to be tested by the government, when you ask for the law, what do they say?
They won't show it to us.
What do they say?
They say, well, you know what it is. We're not your attorney. You go look it up.
So now they violate the Fifth Amendment in not telling you what you're charged of.
Exactly.
And they don't list on the sheets what the charges are.
Well, the charge will say something, well, if you're charged criminally, it says failure to send. That's the entire thing.
And then you go to court and say, what have I done? And they just sit there and look at you and go, we're taking your kids.
Yeah.
Sounds like a free country.
So they say, you have to do what we say. Give us an education plan. And this will all go away. Of course, you know, it's not going to all go away. You know, people have said to me, well, why don't the kids just take the test and prove that they're fine? And I say, well, you know, my daughter's 13 and a half. She's got another 2.5 years before she's 16. That's 2.5 years of that social work coming to my house every month. And how many years of testing? What incentive is there
for us to surrender? You've committed no crime. Your kids are winning awards, and you've got people who have an agenda to take kids. They get massive federal funding to do it. It's in their own statements. You've got them showing up with an axe to grind, no warrant, no nothing, running your life. How would you like that, parents? It's absolutely amazing. Do you ever say to them, don't you have any humanity? Don't you know what the Bill of Rights says?
Oh, well, I have a very strong member of council who says to them, God will judge. Your time will come.
What
now,
about...
You will be held accountable, perhaps not by me. There's a higher power than me.
Well, you reap what you sow, and that's how it works.
Yep.
Well, let me just say this, too. When you put your kid in public school, we looked at a school that has 1,100 students, a middle school here in Austin, did an investigation. It was actually in the paper. And they found that over 500 of the children, almost half, four-tenths of the children of 1,100, 500, had already had criminal charges filed against them. Now in Austin, if you're late to class three times, late, that constitutes an unexcused absence that your parents can't excuse. You are criminally charged, and so are your parents. And we found out that most of the parents paid the $500. It was a $500 fine. $500 plus court fees were like another $60. So $560. This happened to Mike Hansen, my cameraman's daughter. His grandmother, Mike's grandmother, died 2 years ago. They went to the funeral. She was out 2 days. Married their grandmother, who they all loved, very close family. Came back with a note, and they criminally charged Crystal, his daughter. It was a straight-A student, by the way, honor roll. Criminally charged Mike. He had his son in homeschooling. Criminally charged Mike Hansen. And Mike called the senator who wrote the law 4 years ago, and he said, wait, your law says 14 unexcused absences in a semester is criminal truancy. How can they do it for one or two or three absences? And he got the senator on the record saying no. The senator wrote a letter, called the school district, said, you must stop it. They dropped the charges on Mike, and then Mike investigated and found out that almost half the school was under criminal charges. Then they do a third adjudication. Okay, if you don't get in trouble for the next semester, we're going to let you get off of this for just $100, not the $560. Then when your kid is late again or does anything wrong, criminal charges, juvenile, where 17-year-old gang members with beards, literal grown-up gang members, do horrible things to your children. So do you see how this is about getting everybody into the system?
I can see it.
And this is Austin, Texas. This is Dallas, Texas. The Houston Chronicle 6 months ago had a big series of articles. It said, headline, don't fill out your homework, mommy gets arrested. And they are arresting parents if the kids don't fill out all their homework. First charge. Does that sound like a free society to you?
It sounds like a fascist society to me.
And it's hidden in plain view.
Sure is.
Well, I'm ranting and raving here. A lot of times they scurry away when you get news attention. Did you get news attention 6 years ago when this started?
We got some, I think we were found in 97. We they were in court when they changed it from criminal to civil. But what happens is they put you here in Massachusetts, the juvenile court proceedings are all closed, allegedly for the privacy of the children. But I tell you, it's so that those government people can do whatever they want to you. So you go to a court hearing and nobody knows what happens, and it's hard for the press to stay interested when they can't go to any of the hearings. And nobody will talk to them.
Yeah, secret government. All right. Well, the government says they can't tell us what antipsychotics they want to give Dr. Sell, who's exposing government corruption, so he's in solitary confinement. They say for his, they can't tell him or anybody for his privacy.
Yeah. Well, at one point they told us that they couldn't. We were taping. Any time the social worker came, we were taping her visit. And they would say, well, we can't allow her to be taped. We'd say, what law allows you to, you know, do this in secret? You know, what says you can't be taped? And they would say, oh, well, we have to do this for the children's privacy.
Yeah, they're in a hearing with the parents at the house, no warrant, can't have a record. That's so they can do whatever they want and falsify. Did you say no to that?
Exactly. We said no. You know, give us a copy of the law. They said, well, show us. We have to do this to protect the children's rights because they're in our custody. We said, show us the law relative to children's rights. And we called the ombudsman's office. We called the commissioner's office.
Well, police.
You know, we talked to the press, and they backed down. So, you know.
Yeah, police are now fighting to make it illegal to videotape any type of government building or proceeding. But then every time they get caught doing something wrong, the videotape gets edited.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's take a call. John in Michigan, you're on the air with Mrs. Bryant. Go ahead, John.
Hello, and God bless you. I homeschool my children here in Michigan. Michigan is one of the best states for homeschooling. If you're having trouble there, might want to move here. But
that's a question. Hold on, John. What about moving to another state?
Well, I've looked into it, and it isn't much better out there. Actually, I have seen Michigan stuff, and I think that's because Quan Laura has fought the court stuff in Michigan, and I think they've done a pretty good job because you haven't had HSLDA out there, the Homeschool Legal Defense. And so I think Michigan's doing pretty well. We moved to Connecticut for a while to try and protect our kids. They have a good law, too, but we have family in Massachusetts.
I understand its roots. It's
one more thing, please.
Yes.
Where I think they get their power is in the marriage license. When you put your name down on that marriage license, you put your maiden name down, and that makes your child a bastard.
It does, but see, that's illegitimate. That's contract by fraud, and the Constitution is still in operation according to the 9th and 10th Amendment. So we can try to legitimize what they're doing by saying, oh, well, the marriage certificate. And for those that doubt this, it just came out in mainstream news, the heel blood they take from your baby goes into a federal DNA database, okay? All of this is done criminally through color of law.
I agree, Alex, but if she goes back and just changes that, it may give her a little more power. That's all. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, the problem is they set the parameter across the board, then the cops are so used to violating rights, they think it's all normal.
Yeah, I find the problem is, too, for us that I like a lot of this stuff I hear and read about, you know, about the marriage license and birth certificates and trying to wipe out all that paper trail and all of that. But it's really hard to argue for me in court unless you're well-grounded, and I see it takes a lot of research. And we don't have an attorney. We haven't had an attorney for 5 years.
Oh, your attorney didn't do a very good job for you, huh?
No, I don't think any of them do.
Any lawyer that practices in your area is going to have deals with everybody and can be disbarred if they do a good job. You've got to have a good family lawyer that is friends of the family that you have known for decades, and then they know all the tricks and will actually defend you.
And they have to know the Constitution. I mean, this case is entirely about the Constitution, and if you're not willing to stand up for the Constitution, forget it. You can't possibly understand. I mean, we've gone in and said, is the Constitution law? And an attorney will say to me, yeah, it's law as interpreted by the Supreme Court. Wait a minute. Can't you read it for yourself? Why would I need a government agent to tell me what my law says?
You've also got older Supreme Court rulings that are constitutional. You can get that precedent and show it. And that is good on the record for appeals. But the problem is they're going totally criminal now. I mean, when almost half the school in Austin, the kids and the families are under criminal charges. Half the kids, 3 times late. I mean, when I went to Anderson High, I went to a government training camp here in Austin. I went 2 years in Dallas, 2 years here. And in the government training camp, The school was so big, I had to carry my books in a bag. I couldn't get from one end of the school to the other in 3 minutes. And then if you were late three times, and I was making 100s and 99s and 98s and 100s when I graduated, and I still one time had to go to Saturday suspension because I had been late three times in that semester to class. I mean, if you walked in 10 seconds before, after the bell, and I remember teachers getting in trouble. If good students got there late, they would just ignore that you came in late. I remember teachers getting reprimanded. They would have the principals walking around looking for, and this is decades ago. They would have teachers walking around trying to catch teachers that weren't putting kids into the system. And you go to Saturday school, it's all the drug heads, it's all the thugs, all the gang members. You're in there, people throwing spit wads. You're sitting facing forward. If you do one thing wrong, you get two more Saturdays. That didn't happen to me. It's getting your kids into the criminal system.
Yeah. Well, it kind of amazes me that they pretend that these grades are assessments of your educational ability, and then your grade gets knocked down if you miss so many classes. If I can do the work, then who cares if I miss it? The grade's not reflecting my education, per se. It's arbitrary.
Well, I mean, look, we had people like the president during the Civil War who could speak four languages and could write longhand in Latin, and Abraham Lincoln, who was trained by his mommy. My father could speak Latin and could write by the time he was 6 years old. His grandmother read to him. You know, she lived in the house, and he slept in the same room with his bed next to hers in the old 100-and-something-year-old house, and she would read the classics to him. And, this is what we used to have. When people didn't want to send their kids to school, they just didn't send them, and your kid went for about 6 months a year, and it was locally controlled. And now that's totally changed.
Now the federal government's going to control your education or lack thereof.
And you're five times more likely to be abused in government schools, government custody, and CPS custody.
Well, I have to tell you, we put in an education plan under all this threat, and the education plan has a section on it that says, upon approval, the Waltham School Department and the Department of Social Services take full responsibility for the children's education or lack thereof, and they wouldn't accept it. They want no responsibility, no accountability. And at the same time, they go into court and say, oh, we're responsible for the children, Your Honor. We have to do this testing.
And when they kill the kids in custody, when they do all these horrible things to them, and yes, some CPS in Florida has been caught selling them out to pedophile rings. That's Miami Herald, by the way, the head of the organization that runs the database convicted pedophile. They say that doesn't matter. 187 of them are known pedophiles. And when all this happened, they said it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we do to the kids. And they will not prosecute the social workers and others that abuse the children.
Mm-hmm.
And these predators are drawn towards this. I mean, if you're a psychopath and a degenerate scumbag, you become a CPS worker.
Yeah, you've got a whole slew of victims right there.
And nobody can stop you. You can just feed on them all you want.
Nope. And everybody will just keep giving you more because there's money in it. I mean, God bless the children.
Well, I have the Calhoun and Reader used at UT by social service people going to school for that, and it says the age of the family belongs to barbarism, the age of the state is upon us, and they say in the major source reference book for a four-year bachelor's that they say that their job is to liquidate the family and create a government system.
Yeah, there's a book... Dan Johnson wrote this book called The Public Family, where he looks at the writings of Dewey back in the early 1900s when all of this stuff was taken off and compulsory education was moving out across the country. And he looks at his writings from substituting the state as mother of children.
That was their entire
purpose of the public schools.
And they were also into eugenics. And how to break the family up. This led to forced sterilization of kids that made under a B+.
Amazing.
I know. And they say in their own source books that they all use, we're going to break your families up. That's our job. And then they have the nerve in the news to act like they care about the family.
It's like you said, it's all out in the open. behind closed doors.
Yeah, just right out in the open, but then the news all, oh, they love you, oh, they care about you, oh, all these little pieces of propaganda they put out there. We'll come back and take some more calls, finish up with our guest, wrap up this powerful broadcast. This has been an A-plus show today.
Thanks.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, going out on the AM and FM dial, simulcasting at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and on Global Shortwave at 5.085 and 6890 at night during the day, 12.172 and 9320. And talking to our guests, Kim Bryant, whose 15 and 13-year-old son and daughter are under attack by the government for 6 years straight. They're winning all these, you know, awards on these different competitions for academia. Doesn't seem to matter to the government, and the government says, the CPS worker says, we have legal custody of the children, and we will do with them as we see fit. They are minors, and they do what we tell them to. You will take tests. You will follow our orders. How can people help you, Mrs. Bryant? How do people get involved?
Well, I've encouraged people to send letters. We don't really have a legal fund, but if they want to write to the commissioner, Commissioner Spence of the Department of Social Services at 24 Farnsworth Street in Boston, Massachusetts, I'm not sure what the zip is, 02108 is probably close enough.
And when we confront them, when we fight them, when we're in the states resisting them, they will move on to other states. We mentioned Michigan being better because it was one of the worst states and people fought it. We've got to have people fighting this, standing up, supporting those in your area when this happens.
Yeah, I wish there was more support, because it would be real nice if we had a groundswell of people at the court.
Now, you're in Waltham, right?
Yep.
And where is that near in Mass?
Waltham is about 10 miles outside of Boston.
Okay,
Colleton West.
We were on the air in Boston. That station sold and switched formats, but we have a lot of listeners that listen on the Internet and shortwave there. If they want to get in touch with you, to meet with you, to help you, to get involved, or to show up at court, how do they do that? An email address or something?
I think email is the best way to reach me. I'm at freetobe@rcn.com. Freetobe is all one word, FreeTobe, @rcn.com.
All right. I want to really thank you for coming on the show, and I want to thank you for standing up for your family so that two more of the children of America will not be wrecked, mindless, brainwashed heathen, as the re-education factories are turning out. And Godspeed, we'll track your case. You've got my number if you need us to come on the air and give out phone numbers or anything in the future. God bless you.
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Before I wrap up this show, I have made 9 documentary films.